All right, this is crazy. A woman was arrested after sexually harassing the Easter Bunny.
You know, that's not crazy. Ooh. That's just disturbing, is what it is.
And you see her picture. Ew. Not that it'd be okay if she was attractive, but she's 54 years old in Ohio. By the way, get our official attorney on, please, Man Kisser Matt, Lisa Lanier.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to sexually assault the Easter Bunny?
No, but I mean, I don't even know how that happens when it's like a fictional character. I don't even know. I'd say there's some questions there. There was kids, parents taking pictures of the Easter Bunny, and LaDonna wanted in on the action.
Oh, LaDonna.
Yep. She posed for the photo. She made lewd comments, like in the Easter Bunny's ear, of stuff she wanted to do to the Easter Bunny.
Is the Easter Bunny typically a male or female?
I think male.
I think male, too, only because The Rock played the Easter Bunny, so clearly male.
He played the Easter Bunny?
No, it was the Tooth Fairy. Never mind. I got those mixed up. Never mind.
I always think that it's a male. Yeah, the Tooth Fairy, I think, is a girl, but not when it's The Rock playing
the
Tooth Fairy.
So you're saying the Easter Bunny is most likely to be a male, and it was a girl.
I would think.
A male bunny, I should say.
Yes.
A male, and the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Right, the Easter Bunny. I mean, that's...
I couldn't tell when the Easter Bunny would come to my house.
I've never met the Easter Bunny, but I assume that he's a boy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's no...
Genitalia.
Right. But even when I see a normal bunny on it, I can't see it anyway. I'm not looking for it.
No, bunny balls. How do you know if it's a boy or a girl? Let me look. Well, I'm going to give it a go.
Speaking of that, I had a bunny as a kid. I don't ever remember if anything was there.
You know, my brother, you know how I say your brother, I mean, my brother reminds me of you, or you remind me of each other, similar in many ways. But he had a bunny as a pet. I don't remember anything. I just remember it pooped everywhere. Yeah. The pellets poop everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's odd.
All day long.
Interesting.
Oh, you got her? Okay, good. I'm sure she's
like, excited to talk bunny genitalia.
I went to law school for this. Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, can you shed some light? I mean, I know you can't just harass anybody, but if it's like a fictitious... I mean, if it's the Easter Bunny who's just here for a little bit, then can you do that?
Yeah, you know what? It happens a lot. Not just with the Easter Bunny, but people who dress up in costumes for a living, whether they are sports mascots, or like you're at Disney and it's the Disney characters, Mickey, Minnie, all those guys.
Yeah.
These folks are really frequently assaulted, and it's in the news a lot. People are charged with crimes, and actually it's something that people, like teenagers and young people, sometimes do it for fun, like try to tackle these characters and knock them down and things like that. And, you know, people often intoxicated will, you know, do lewd things, and a lot of potential criminal charges come out of this, depending on the extent to which the conduct went from just verbal to touching. Because once, you know, like in this situation, just saying lewd comments to the bunny was not really enough to get her charged for the crime, because most jurisdictions, including North Carolina, have old laws against using profanity in public that have been struck down as unconstitutional, just as ours has in North Carolina. But when she, because she drew attention to herself and they had to, you know, come and check it out, then they realized how intoxicated she was, and so she was charged with public drunkenness, which is still a crime in Ohio. And if she had touched the bunny in his junk, bunny, like you said, they have it,
right?
Then she could have been charged with a sexual battery, because it would have been an offensive or unwanted touching. But I don't think she took it that far. She didn't try to touch him. She just said, she whispered lewd things to him, from what I read.
Do you think that
she was charged with that?
Do you think there's a good amount of people who have like a fetish, you know, maybe for...
Oh, you know, yeah, the furries, right? The
yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I love furries.
You know you do. We're talking to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. A woman was arrested after harassing the Easter Bunny, but not for the actual harassment. It was because she, after she hopped off the bunny's lap, after saying lewd things in the bunny's ear, she jumped on the carousel that was in there, and then they went over and saw she was drunk.
Yeah.
But so if you touch a mascot, that's when it's a problem.
You
just
draw the
saying
line.
Things is not.
So usually, you know, when you start doing this kind of stuff, that, you know, coming on lewd comments to the bunny kind of thing, it draws attention to you. And then if you're doing something else, if you're drunk or something, you know, then that can lead to other charges. But once you cross that line into touching, and like these people that think it's funny to try to knock down, you know, the mascot or the character, then, you know, they actually can be charged with a more serious crime, you know, because they've assaulted this character. And then, of course, they get banned by, you know, Disney for life and all that kind of awful stuff. So.
It is kind of weird, because for some reason, every time I see a mascot or something dressed up in a costume, I a part of me, a percentage of me think, it's not human, it's a character.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah.
So you can knock
them
down.
You just want to knock
them
over.
You just go play with them, hit them and stuff. Ha-ha, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah.
I'm a real...
Well,
some of the mascots.
Like Disney. Well, no. Not that either.
Mascots.
Yes.
Mascots at sporting games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the Easter Bunny can't be everywhere, so he has helpers. But most of the time, you know, so if it's not, it might be one of his helpers, of course.
Yes.
All right. Official attorney Lisa Lanier, I'm glad you went to law school and you have offices all over the state so you can answer these questions for us. But seriously, if you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. Seriously, she has offices all over the state of North Carolina.
Good rule is just don't touch the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Don't touch any of them.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.